Welcome to The Ether. Today is Wednesday, March 23rd, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the lunatic community. Follow Orbital Command on Twitter using the link in the show notes to receive regular threads on Terra protocols and yield strategies, news, resources, and Twitter space discussions. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, the Anarchists and Angel Protocol. Let's take a listen.
Hello, hello. Happy... What is it today? Gosh, I don't even know. What is it today? Today's Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. Hello.
Hello, hello. Yes, happy Wednesday to you as well.
I'm going to give the space a tweet, send some invites. How's your day going?
Today's so far so good. Every day is a new all-time high, right?
Yeah. Were you tuning in?
I'm in the East Coast, tri-state area. So it's a nice day. Winter's leaving, spring's coming. Yeah.
You've pushed it up north a little bit. We had a freezing rain today. I'm looking outside and there's ice on the window.
Well, feel free to send it back down here if you can.
Yeah, you'll take it. I'll trade you.
Gave it a tweet as well. And I went ahead and shared a tweet of ours to show NFTs, Terra NFTs, and impact, of course.
Oh, that's awesome. Beautiful. Waiting for our third here, Meta May. I can make you a co-host as well. If you're in the space, give it a quick retweet. Send a few invites. We'll kick it off in another couple minutes. I'm seeing a couple anarchist PFPs here. Hey, Jaeger. Crypto Chad. Hello, hello. You got a really cool one in your Twitter header there, too. Hey, Rody. Hey, Jabba. Hey, PNG. Kevin. Welcome, welcome. Poyden, hello. Come on up. Hey, TR. Tokamak. It's fun to go through all these names. People are so creative. It's interesting how I feel like the Twitter crypto NFT space, people have developed these like alter egos in the metaverse, these avatars. Hey, Chauncey. What's up, Deployden? How's your day?
New day, new dealing with bank nonsense.
They've really like put you through the ringer.
Yeah, with less than 2 weeks to go, all the options have dried up now where I have no choice. And they've basically, like, the new thing they just did to me was adding a new condition last minute into my mortgage that says if I'm a director in my own company, I no longer qualify for it. And now I have no choice but to pay it all off.
Oh, my God.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, they're really making things complicated for no reason.
It's because I'm their worst customer. I'm not going to default on the property, right? They want someone who Like I'm paying off huge portions of this. Like I've never once missed a payment. I've been doubling my payments. Like I'm trying to pay it down as quickly as possible. They want someone that's not going to be able to do that. They want to be able to like seize people's houses. Like it's kind of messed up, but they're not going to make money off me and they don't want me. So they're doing everything they can. Like a couple days ago, that whole nonsense about the $14 bill holding it all up. So we'll see what we make next.
I mean, this is why I'm so glad that we have all these other solutions coming up and these different protocols that aren't going to, put up all these barriers of entry while, just affording the opportunity to a select few.
Definitely. I haven't had my Anchor Protocol loan officer call me yet.
Yeah, like if I could just link my Anchor Earn up to paying off my house, that would be ideal. But I mean, I think it was as of yesterday that Binance is completely out of Ontario. Like we're up in Canada, right? Where for some reason, the province of Ontario in Canada has started restricting pretty much all the exchanges here.
I still use Binance, but you have to like not go through their full verification process. And then I just VPN it to Mexico.
But yeah, be careful because technically they can just lock that account at any time. And then if you have to KYC and show that you're from Ontario, consider whatever you have in that account gone.
This is why I don't transfer anything aside from what I'm going to do, like person-to-person transfer out of that small amounts. You know, I don't hold anything in my Binance exchange. I'll just like put something in and then do P2P trading to like cash out if I need to.
But, yeah, I mean, you shouldn't hold anything in any exchange, regardless of where it is. But yeah,
exactly.
Anchor is basically my bank these days. But what happened to Madam A? I wonder if she fell asleep on us. I wouldn't be surprised.
She was so high energy this morning. She was so amped. Oh, she's here.
Wow, she's going. Okay. We must have woken her up.
We were just saying how high energy you were this morning, and we were just like, you're gonna have to just put a pin in that for a moment because we're not on that level yet. All right, well, we'll start things off and then people can join as they want. But Mike, thank you so much for being up to joining us here today. We're so really excited about this. She says she's dying, so yeah, she started with a lot of pep in her step, and now she's paying for it. But we're excited that you're here. Thanks so much for being up for chatting.
No, of course. Thank you for having me. Always excited to talk about NFTs and social impact.
Yeah. So I guess we'll start. We don't really want to focus so much on ourselves today. We really want to focus on what it is that Angel provides through your protocol. But if you can give me a little bit of background on yourself, and then let's start with like the origin story of Angel Protocol as well, just to kind of know grassroots where it all started.
Yeah. So just a quick intro on myself. 6 years ago, fell down the rabbit hole, got interested in crypto. Luckily, went to a college where the only finance professor putting, papers out on value asset for these crypto networks was at University of Oregon. So for my 4 years, Stephen McKean's office hours became my, one-on-one questioning him about everything crypto. That's where I found Terra. He's an investor in TFL as well. So got really in depth with understanding Luna UST and the promise of decentralized money. And so moving forward in my education, I went to a master's program in Hong Kong at Hong Kong Baptist University. This is, kind of gave me the out during COVID, right? It was a little bit safer over there in Hong Kong than it was for me in the States. So while I was on my educational vacation, what like I like to call it, I really was just trying to help build and, trying to build a charitable impact organization protocol. And, unfortunately, the hackathons that I was participating in didn't really work out. And luckily enough, there was a Terra hackathon, the first one that Delphi IDEO and Terraform Labs put on. So, saw Chauncey's tweet, joined his team very quickly and was super excited to see the community outpour of love and, you know, excitement for a community-owned charity on Terra. And so that was really how I was brought to the team. You know, this was an April hackathon, so we're coming up close to a full year of ideation of Angel. And being a part of it from the start was amazing because it really is as Web3 as it gets, right? So open hackathon for anyone to join. A tweet started the idea. And thank God that tweet came from Chauncey because he was definitely the right man for this job here of pushing this idea, attracting the right people, and really putting together a superstar team that came from everywhere. So, you know, that was kind of the start of Angel, and the vision was simple. Web3 is an empowering platform for value transfer. And so if we could empower charities to use that, you know, decentralized money for their funding, especially with an anchor rate at 20%, we could transform the way charities fundraise forever. And so the stats that our other co-founder, Duffy, likes to say is about 95% of charities do not have an endowment. And that number should be flipped where, you know, at least 95% of charities should have an endowment to help fundraise their missions forever. So charities,
can I pause there for a moment? Because, you know, I don't know what an endowment is really, you know, just like to understand certain jargon. Like I've heard the word, but I've never really been in the space enough to understand what that means rather than just like a regular donation. So can you explain that? It might sound like a silly thing to not know, but personally, I've heard the term. I've just never really understood the way that works.
No, of course. Yeah, it's perfect. So an endowment is simply can be thought of as like a savings account, right? So money is placed into this endowment with Angel. It's locked for good, earning interest on itself to continue funding the endowment. And so, you know, with numbers, it's growing interest, let's say 20% for Anchor, and putting a percentage of that money that is earned on money back into the endowment. So it's somewhat of a self-fulfilling bank account that continues to grow year over year. And some of the yield, of course, is paid out to help operations of these charities. So an endowment can be, you know, like a child's college savings, where every year, you know, you're putting away money into an account. That account grows, and the money that is grown from that account is put back into the account. So it is that forever fundraising part where, you know, it works completely well with charities.
I see. Okay.
Hope that was clear enough.
Yeah. Again, you know, we get used to, even in the crypto space, certain jargon. And sometimes it's just past like what that actual word means. So with this account, you invested in the endowment, the funds. You invested into Anchor Protocol, and a component or a portion of that gets paid to the charity, and a certain portion gets put back in order to continue to grow the initial donation. So how does that get split? I hope I understand that correctly. So there is a portion that does get rolled back in to continue to compound, while there's a portion that gets sent to the charity. Can that change as to what that amount is, or is there a set amount that Angel Protocol has predetermined is a good sustainable amount? Metamay, I think you need to like get out of here and back in, because you're I don't know if it's working, but we'll try again. I need to pop back in, reset Twitter. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, so that's a great question. And really simply, to your to answer your question, yes. Right now, it's at like 75% of the money is reinvested to the charity's account. But all of these parameters are interchangeable and up to the community to enable them have choice over how their endowment is used. So just going back to the basics, really simply, what Angel Protocol is and what they do is provide free crypto solutions for charities. And when I say crypto solutions, I mean, letting onboarding these charities into Web3. So helping them set up a wallet, being able to, on and off, onboard and off ramp their fiat. So pretty much giving the charities an account, a wallet for themselves to control. And then what Angel does on top of that, those free services are the free financial tools. So starting off with the endowment, with an anchor rate at 20%, we're able to have this endowment grow at a rapid rate compared to other traditional finance saving rates for them. And those parameters of what they want to do with the yield that they receive, whether they want to keep it for fundraising their charity or put it back into their endowment so it continues to grow faster. That is up to the charity and those who have donated to the charity. So, Halo token holders are, again, a part of this community-owned charity and can vote on the parameters that the charity would like to set for their endowment.
So can you explain that? Do you have a governance token then? What's that process of being able to vote?
Yeah, so the governance token Halo is, again, kind of, the power of community-owned protocols and being able to signal, support for some charities would be staking your Halo to the charity. And so that functionality will be coming out in the start of or end of Q2. So we can have another Twitter space around that. But to pretty much paint the picture, our very first governance vote, since Angel itself is a charity, we have a treasury and, the Halo token holders have say over what we do with that treasury. So our very first vote was actually for fundraising relief for the Typhoon Rai. So we had our very first charity that was onboarded was the Yellow Boat Foundation. And Jay, being so ingrained in the community in the Philippines, understood that his foundation could help a lot more with extra fundraising. And so what Angel, decided to propose in our very first governance vote was $500,000 sent to the Yellow Boat Foundation to supercharge their efforts of relief aid for this super typhoon that devastated a lot of communities. And so Halo stakers were able to stake their Halo tokens to governance and have a say of whether or not we should send our very own treasury money to Yellow Boat. Luckily, we know we had 93% of stakers at the time of the proposal vote, and 99% of them said yes. And so that, again, just really shows, the power of the community having a say whether or not we agreed. And, of course, in this instance, we were all in agreement, except for one wallet. But we really do want to emphasize the power of the community-owned governance because whether it is for Angel's own treasury or for parameters of endowments, or if, let's say, a charity would like to draw down on their endowment and withdraw, let's say half of their endowment because there's an acute need of theirs that they need to, have focus and funds for. It is up to the Halo stakers of that charity, who are the donors of that charity, to work with them and make sure that the endowment is working as expected and as needed for those charities.
So what's the process then? I mean, you did mention that you help these organizations set up a wallet and for on-ramping, off-ramping. How do you, can anybody just apply, or is there a process to qualify to be one of the charities listed on Angel Protocol?
Yeah, so we have a contact form on our website, and a lot of these are inbounds. So, you know, powerful word of mouth with the community-owned charity aspect. People onboarding charities that they've, you know, worked and helped with, or, you know, that they know of and are, is close to their heart. But yeah, for our registration, we do, you know, detail these charities to make sure that they are registered in, you know, the jurisdiction of their operations. We make sure that they have filings and paperwork, transparency reports, to ensure that the charities that are on our marketplace are doing, you know, what they say they're doing.
Amazing. So I saw also on the website, it wasn't clickable, so I don't know if this is to come, but I saw that you have charity indexes. That's a really interesting approach to take. I mean, as you know, I understand indexes. Is that something that's going to go live, or is it, tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so in Q2, when charity staking goes live, Halo holders will be able to stake to a specific charity of their choice. And what this does is signal to the Angel Protocol that these charities are well-respected within the community. And, you know, how the product of Index works, of course, we could see it right now with our Ukrainian relief fund. And so we've onboarded three charities that are on the ground, you know, Ukrainian charity, Third Wave Volunteers, and CORE. They're all very, you know, in the midst of what's going on in Ukraine right now and helping out. And so what we've done is created that index, let's say, for these three charities. So anyone can donate, and that donation gets split up into this, into those three charities equally. So when we take it to a bigger level, let's say for the entire Angel Protocol, you know, as Halo stakers signal their interest in their charities, the ones with the most staking are then placed in a rotating index. And so right now, the taxonomy of Angel Protocol, if you go to the marketplace, is broken up into the 17 UN Sustainable Development Goals. And so each one of those is an index. So if I wanted to help alleviate poverty, I could donate to the index of the second, you know, sustainable development goal. So it is just a way for us to have poignant fundraising for, you know, specific goals that will help our world.
That's such a great concept, and I love that you've divided it in that way. I saw that on the website. That you, I guess right now you don't have receipts. How are but it's something that you guys are going to be implementing. So, how does somebody navigate that from a charitable, you know, to be able to claim those charitable receipts? And when is that going to become available?
Yes, I don't know where that was on our website, but rest assured, we are giving out receipts right now. So during December, our Restore Earth campaign, we had over 2,000 donors and, you know, provided tax receipts for each and every one of them that asked. And of course, this does take a light, not KYC, but some information that is needed for tax purposes. And so, you know, if you were to go onto our platform right now and donate, you would have the ability to receive a tax receipt. And if not, I do know for a fact that we do have a history of donations. And, you know, by tax season next year, you'll definitely be able to go into each one of your donations and receive a tax receipt for your contribution.
What I know you pinned up here a few of the different NFT projects that have contributed to, it looks like, the Ukrainian Refugee Fund. Tell us about some of the collaborations and partnerships that Angel Protocol has seen over the past year. I guess you said you've been up and operating for about a year.
Yeah. So when we think about partnerships and community. Of course, Terra is very strong with this. And so, you know, if community was your moat, we like to say that we're surrounded by an ocean. We have an angel alliance that is 80 plus protocols, validators, NFT collections strong, and all of them are committing at least 1% of their revenue or more to the angel endowment. And so with this angel endowment, we were able to, you know, send $500,000 to the Philippines to help fund relief for Typhoon Rai. We're able to donate ourselves $1,000 to every charity that signs up. And we're also able to do, you know, our own business and developing new products and you know, continuing to iterate on Angel Protocol as well. So, you know, we are a charity ourselves, and we're using our very own platform to fundraise for ourselves. And the community has come around and rallied around to make sure that that is well funded from their efforts. So that's been truly amazing to see. The tweet that I have pinned up is for the Ukrainian Relief Fund. And so art and charity, of course, go hand in hand from, you know, a tale as old as time. So we've seen an outpour of support from every single Angel Alliance member, seeing how they can help. And so from these NFT collections, like Lunables, creating a you know, sunflower to represent Ukraine's national flower. And we'll be able to claim that. All donors will be able to claim that after the month is over. And so, you know, we thought this was amazing and great. And a bunch of other NFT collections thought so too. So, you know, we've seen 10 plus projects create custom one of ones. That they would like to raffle off to donors of the Ukraine Refugee Relief Fund. So that's what we have happening right now in this month is, of course, trying to fundraise as much for those three charities, Nova Ukraine, Third Wave Volunteers, and CORE. And so we've seen the NFT community come together and put time and effort in creating amazing artworks that, you know, will incentivize people to donate as much as they can to turn as many raffle tickets, as well as, of course, helping the crisis at hand.
I love to see the community band together. And here we are, you know, a global community where we're able to, you know, band together based off of values, based off of interest, and be able to accomplish some incredible things. Just for anybody who's you know, in here, just want to give you a heads up. There's a pinned post at the top, so you can see other NFT collections that have already contributed to the Ukrainian Refugee Fund through raffles and custom one of ones. If you haven't looked at our roadmap, I would love for you to take a closer look. We're actually donating 5% of Mint revenue to Angel Protocol, so we will be holding a vote in our Discord post Mint. I think right now we're at about $8,500 that we're donating. You know, I would love to get it up to 10 at minimum. So that's that. I mean, if with a full Mint, we'd be looking at about 15. But I would be great to be able to donate at least 10,000. Also a portion of royalties as well. There's a little bit of we have to kind of understand what's going on with Luart, because they have something in theirs where they already deduct, I think, for Angel Protocol, but we may also just include it in the component that goes to the collection as well. But you know, that was something that we couldn't. This is such an amazing ecosystem, and the fact that Angel Protocol is just there and available and so accessible, it just makes sense to be able to use that, because that we've with the previous collection. We actually did have a lot of issues when it came to approaching charities, when it came to crypto, because they just didn't quite have an understanding of how that would work. there's a lot of there's also sometimes a little bit of stigma around crypto, like it's not environmentally friendly, and different things like that. So to have something set up with a bunch of already curated charitable organizations, as well as those indexes, is something that just makes this a lot easier for founders and collections and communities. And then it provides the support for the organizations that they need also to be onboarded and set up, so that there's that bridge between, you know, the fiat and crypto world as well. What has your experience been with charities themselves, the people on the inside? You know, you've worked with them, I guess, a little bit more intimately with onboarding them, you know, educating them about Anchor Protocol, how it would work, how the endowment would be set up, you know, the benefits. What have sort of been your response? Again, because I've seen both sides of it, where even organizations are like, we don't want to deal with crypto. So I'm just interested to hear what your experience has been so far.
Yeah, most definitely. It really is a spectrum. And so you'll have charitable organizations who have board members or founders that are crypto native and understand Terra, they understand stable coins. Some even, you know, have started already using Anchor for their foundations. And, you know, they're very quick to sign up and understand the power of opening up their foundation to the community. And so, you know, that's been great to see. And then you have, you know, larger charities, you know, board members might be in traditional finance and or have seen the headlines of, you know, scams and rug pulls. And they might, you know, be under the consciousness of that stigma. And we have really in-depth conversations with about how the protocols work, the insurance options that will be available soon. Other, you know, things that have been on their mind are kind of like KYC and donor repositories to understand who's donating. And so having those conversations, it usually doesn't take long. And so people definitely come around to understanding the power of a decentralized money, you know, being able to earn these rates. You know, backed by the math and the technical skills of everyone working on these protocols, and they definitely come around. And so, you know, even larger charities, some smaller, medium charities have some reservations, but you know, the opportunity of not being on this, or the opportunity cost of not being on Angel, definitely starts to creep up in their mind that. This is really just another way to augment their fundraising and their financing of their foundation. And so it really is a win-win-win situation, because, you know, you open yourself up to a community of people that are very altruistic. You know, crypto donations are 10 times more than the average online donation, and they're 90% more likely to give. And so the donor base of crypto activists and users are it is something that charities are interested in engaging with. And so with Angel, providing them the free tools that they need, the education that gets them around to being able to use these decentralized platforms, this is really what it's all about. And so you know, we definitely are big on education with the foundations themselves, and then of course the opportunity that the crypto community provides to them is something that they really can't pass up on after a couple of conversations.
It's really good to hear. It's really encouraging. I love that. And, you know, they've got obviously a great team. This is the best community. And even just to hear that's, you know, the stats you said that, you know, they're like more likely to get larger donations. I think it just says a lot about the crypto community and also Terra. You know, we really are in this to make it together. I love that sentiment that's in the community. What are some of the big goals over the next couple quarters for Angel Protocol in you know, development, but also just other goals that you have?
Yeah, definitely. So one of the big things with the product, at least, would be charity staking. And so the ability to signal your favorite charities, stake with them, you know, earning revenues with them as more donations come into their charity. That's going to be an amazing product that gets released, and our engineering team is, you know, constantly heads down the best group of people that I've been able to work with. So like, I'm very excited to see that product come out. As for Angel Protocol, obviously our focus is on charities and making sure that they have the tools that they need to be crypto confident. And we want to continue that with other things like public goods funding. So, you know, whether that be for Terra specifically, for, you know, developers that are looking to build on Terra, how can we help support them? Should there be an endowment that helps with grants for open source tooling and other things that could be helpful for the Terra ecosystem? Obviously, like the Restore Earth campaign paved a way for more campaigns like the Ukrainian Refugee Relief Fund. And, you know, going back to the public goods, the Ukrainian Refugee Relief Fund is, of course, helping Ukraine right now, and will continue to help Ukraine right now and forever. But it also will transition into a refugee relocation fund for everyone. And so onboarding charities that are across the world focusing on conflict zones and relocating the people that are displaced because of that. So seeing the power of Angel go further from just specific charities, but really public goods funding would be awesome to see. And then, you know, of course, you know, the GoFundMe business model, so personal endowments, whether it be for, you know, college savings for kids, or, you know, trying to save up for a house, or, you know, a medical expense that will be a long fight to have an endowment for that. We really want to open up this endowment protocol, the infrastructure of the endowment, and open up that for everyone to use. So I'm really looking forward to that, of course.
I see that we got Chauncey down here. I sent an invite to speak. I'm really excited for what we've got going on and for us to partner with Angel Protocol as a community. And I'm really excited to see, you know, what the community votes for funding, you know, and the truth is we don't have to pick one thing. We can pick a few. So I'm sure there'll be a few proposals there as to what we're going to do with the donation to Angel Protocol. I love what it is that you're doing. I love that this was something that was a, you know, an idea that came from the community and initiated. And, you know, it seems like you have an incredible team. You're on an incredible network here with, you know, these different protocols that help support, you know, these high yield generating protocols. And I'm really, really excited. Do you have any sort of last words for anybody here that may have popped in a little bit later, but, you know, where you really wish to see the Terra community when it comes to social good initiatives?
Yeah, sure. I mean, again, like, this wouldn't have been possible without the community that we have. And so, you know, from the very start, Chauncey sent out a tweet, you know, who knows how many people he thought would respond to it. But now there are 20,000 people following the Angel Twitter. When we started the Angel Alliance, you know, three protocols would be great. And anarchists, NFT, like joining and donating 5% of a mint. Like, that is amazing. That is our, you know, our community continuing to back this idea. So we really do want to just continue to emphasize the fact that this started from a community. It is a community-owned and operated charity. We rely on our Discord members, our Twitter followers to share and repost and, be active participants in the direction of this protocol. And so that's pretty much the gist of it, is like anything is fair game, is possible, should be discussed, within the Angel Protocol community, because the sky really is the limit when you have this ethos around a community. And so really just have to say thank you to you guys, to the listeners, to the followers, everyone, because this really has been an amazing experience for me to see a community get together and think about the ways that they could impact the world positively with this new technology that we all found and fell in love with.
It's really beautiful. I want to, if anybody here has a question, obviously we can also take it up in the Discord. We're going to be holding a vote post mint, and everything's going to be transparent. Everything's going to be on the blockchain. So we're really excited to see, what everybody, puts up as a proposal. I mean, obviously Ukraine is really heavy on all of our hearts right now. This is a very present and active concern. There's a lot of people hurting right now. I mean, and it's something that's definitely at the forefront of our minds. We also put a Ukraine pin as a rare trait within the collection, and as people have minted, you've seen that pop up. Next one, we'll definitely have to include an angel trait or feature somewhere. I don't know how we missed that. There's a lot of things that go on, but you're always in our mind that we are going to be, that's going to be a big part post mint of integrating our community in the decision when it came to those funds. Does Metame Deployden, do you have any last thoughts? And again, if anybody has a question, feel free to request. If not, we can wrap it up here if nobody has questions.
Nope, no questions from my side. It was just kind of listening, taking it all in, which was a nice change for once. Usually you can't get me to shut up. So it was kind of good just kind of being on the receiving end. So yeah, it was really cool. Cool to hear what's actually coming to this protocol. Yeah, looking forward to that. I'm probably going to have to go buy some Halo coins now, because, I buy everything and hold it too long. So I'm going to have to go do so I can start making those votes on that side as well. But yeah, looking forward to everything to come.
So are we gonna maybe get votes, because we have that as a component also for royalty? Should we get some Halo tokens just for the treasury, for the community, or how would that work?
I mean, we can. We'll have to bring that to discussion and see what everyone thinks. And because, yeah, with doing so, we'd be able to, once the protocol has that next evolution, where we can stake that to kind of signal where we want the funds to actually be allocated as well. So, and earn yield on top of it at the same time, it seems like. So it does almost seem like a win-win in that regard. But yeah, it's definitely something we can look into a bit further.
Yeah, so that's something that we'll address.
I can do some sneaky alpha for those who have stuck around. We haven't been so vocal on the deterministic value of Halo, but that's something that's going to be changing in the next couple of months, kind of explaining the tokenomics behind Halo. We were incubated with Delphi, worked with them pretty closely on the tokenomics. And value accrual is aligned for all participants, donors, charities, and of course, the protocol itself. Make sure you do hold and stake your Halo in governance. Right now, we're at around like a 50% APY just from, our boosting of incentives. But again, with these endowments, we all share. So 10% of the yield generated is going to be, returned back to the Halo stakers that are supporting and making decisions here. So that's great with, 20%, but with other protocols popping up, earning APYs above 100, just start to think about, the donations that will be coming in and going into high yield opportunities and, the yield generated being shared with Halo holders. So that's definitely something people don't realize, because of course we're a charity protocol where you donate money and you lose it, right? So it's not like a gem that you not a protocol that makes you money, right? When you think I'm donating to it, but we definitely have the aligned incentives for token holders here. So, yeah,
there you go. So you
we'll
save
be a
the
little
best
bit
for last.
Exactly. I was going to say, you know, it's never hurts to help be an active voice in a charity. So
amazing. So everybody here, everybody's a holder. We're going to be setting up Postmint, deployed, and can maybe speak on this really briefly, but I think basically the gist of it is we're going to have a way for you to validate being a holder, and then you're going to be able to participate in these things. So definitely keep an eye on that. Turn notifications on. You know, if you're not super active in Discord, make sure you just turn notifications on for the accounts where you have investments, you know, whether it's Angel Protocol or, you know, NFT projects. I appreciate you. It looks like nobody has any questions. Everything was super informative. But we appreciate you. Thank you so much. And we're really excited to connect again. You know, Postmint will put together something to bring more awareness to Angel Protocol, and also, you know, the different charities that the DAO decides to donate to. And I'm really excited.
Looks like I had a pending Halo airdrop that I can claim. So
I'm going to
probably buy some more.
There you go. Yes. So we'll have continued airdrops, of course, for those who are staking with the Angel Validator, for those who donate, those who vote, all of that stuff. So participation is, of course, incentivized. And I guess as we wrap up here, I just have to say thank you again for having us, for contributing to us. Like 5% of a mint proceed is a pretty hefty donation from any project. So thank you guys so much for your belief in what we're doing and supporting us.
Absolutely. Wagney, we're all going to make it. And we're in this together. And it wouldn't be fun if we were doing it alone. So grateful to be on this amazing network, this amazing community that we have, even past the anarchist family. And Mike, welcome to the anarchy. Chauncey down there, I see you too. You're all honorary anarchists. What we're building is amazing all together, and appreciate you. So thank you everybody for joining in. Make sure you go follow Terra Spaces if you got in here a little bit later, because Don Finn is going to post the recording if you missed the beginning. So I wish everybody a wonderful day. Make sure to drop into the Discord. Make sure to grab an anarchist. We're almost there. We've got 8,500 right now. Let's at the very least push it to 10K. It'd be great to make that donation. So let's band together and make it happen. Have a wonderful Wednesday, hump day. We'll see you on the inside.
Have a good one. Thank you for having me again.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Anarchist NFT and Angel Protocol, recorded on Wednesday, March 23rd, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Glow Yield. Glow Yield is the ecosystem of Terra decentralized apps like Lotto and Creators, all powered by DeFi Yields. Glow Creators helps artists and influencers give their fans exclusive perks through membership, NFTs, and more. Glow Lotto is a PrizeLink savings account with a weekly chance to win the big jackpot. Tickets are free and perpetual, which means there's zero chance to lose money. Be sure to follow Glow Yield on Twitter and join the Discord community to stay up to date with all the glowing projects, and check them out online at glowyield.com. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Mutation. It is the key to our evolution. It has enabled us to evolve from a single-celled organism into the dominant species on the planet. This process is slow, normally taking thousands and thousands of years. But every few hundred millennia, evolution leaps forward.
Diving through the forest, looking for the door to the portal. Said it'll take me down a corridor. I'm ignoring the warning, storing importance. The cord looks sourced from ancient coordinates. Smells like musty mutants, trust me. I've been hunting bugs since the leaves started rustling. I must be getting close, yo, the scene is disgusting. Parasitic mutation leeching off the country. Grab a couple samples and defy their custody. Feeding gamma rays to the beast at peak velocity. Mutating awesomely, pre-say don't wanna me. Taking all the scraps and feed them to the lottery. Always evolving to defy the possibly. These are the things that will scream irresponsibly. Feeling uneasy, these genes get them off of me. I don't mean to trip it, am I mutating properly? We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this. Breathing getting heavy, I can feel it in my arms, but I can't stop now.
Mutation.
It's an art form, don't be alarmed. If you see me looking odd when I'm out on the farm, spinning crop circles in your yard, reaching the stars, need a way to get across. Got this little
mutation,
lets me hack key cards. Scene looking like it came out the first three saws. Flexing like Rex when I mutate the precog. Leaders trying to research this genetic seesaw. Give me all the science and we'll leave you with the pre-slaw. Riders believe they bleed these endorsements, turning scientists into terror supporters. Gotta seize the spoils and release the spores. It's time to forage through DNA lore. So sink it or swim, silly Alice, take the pill and see. We're all mad here, taking over your facility. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this.
Terror Spaces.